Yes, I have a question about 1 Thessalonians 4:16.
Okay.
And about the voice of the archangel. It reads, "For the Lord shall descend from heaven himself with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God.
Yes.
The dead in Christ shall rise first." And that resembles St. John's 5:25, where the Lord says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live."
Mm-hmm.
And that was the voice of the Son of God, the voice of the archangel?
Or? No. Well, yes, yes and no. The Bible is telling us that, first of all, let me do a little study on the archangel, okay? Michael the archangel is another title for Jesus. Now, before anyone turns their radio station, let me explain that. Some people are shocked to discover that, but there's a lot of Bible support for it. I am not saying that Jesus is an angel. The word angel is used many ways in the Bible. King David was called an angel. He's a human. An angel means a messenger. Cherubim and seraphim are specific creatures that we often call angels. Michael the archangel is a title for the highest messenger who is as God. That's what that means. When it says the Lord himself comes down from heaven with the voice of the archangel, it means the Lord comes with the voice of the greatest messenger. Directly from the Greek, that's what it's saying.
Okay.
And if you go to Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince that stands for the children of thy people."
Now, well, he's a chief prince also?
Yeah, well, it's
being
a king,
one that,
king of kings.
Okay.
And
because when Daniel had that vision, he Gabriel referred to him as a chief prince, and I know is the Lord Jesus is Prince of Peace, but then
that's
the Father,
right.
Son, the Holy Ghost, there's three princes possibly.
Well, I wouldn't take it that far. I'm simply saying that Christ is that great messenger. One of his names is Michael. For instance, the Bible says that Jacob wrestled with an angel, and then later it says he wrestled with the Lord. Well, he wrestled with Christ. Jesus was the one. And one reason I know that, the Bible says no man has seen the Father at any time. So if Jacob saw the Lord, he must have seen God the Son. And that would be Jesus. And the Bible tells us that Michael is the one who resurrected Moses in the book of Jude.
In the book of Jude?
Yeah. And so if he's the one, he's raising the dead. When he comes down from heaven, Michael the archangel is another title for Christ.
Okay.